Hello.
Hey Robert, it's B. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I unfortunately have some pretty bad news. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
So I know I told you we were going to be able to close tomorrow, and about 45 minutes ago, I got an email from our partners on this, and they have completely backed out of the deal.
Oh.
So, listen, I know that you've had a little bit of doubt with us pushing this, and I honestly, Robert, the ball's in your court right now. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do. I am more than happy to do whatever it takes for us to continue to get this deal across the line. Give you the $75,000 that we have promised you. But in order for me to do that, I would just need a little bit more time and need to extend our agreement.
Okay. Can y'all pay the taxes?
How much are the taxes on it?
I was getting like $100 less this time. I don't know for taxes and I don't know something else. I was getting like 74,900 or something.
74,900 for the, I mean, if paying the taxes is what it's gonna take to get this deal done, Robert, I mean, I'll happily pay that $100 of taxes. That's no problem.
Again, it might be 200 by the time you do it. Have you
Yeah.
talked to the county guy at all? And he probably don't have your information, does he?
No, he doesn't, but what I can do, Robert, is we have the contract for 75,000. I can just I'm gonna have to send you the extension anyway. I can do a new agreement, and to make it easy, we can just make it 75,500.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
And what I'll do is, because really I'm gonna need at least another month on it, but if it's $100 a month, I mean, maybe we can give this deal another 30 days and all up at 75,500. That'll cover the taxes for the next couple of
Okay.
months.
That's fine.
All right.
So you
Well,
gotta
do you
find a
have?
different lender now, or do y'all have backup lenders, or?
I mean, yeah, we do. So the way that we do business is like, we're really good at connecting with homeowners and just helping you guys, helping provide solutions for you guys. And that's really what we stick to, right? We love helping people. We're really good at it. And we're really good at finding partners to come in and do these deals with us. And that looks like contractors, that looks like lenders, and just people who can help manage like the flips. And we work really hard to build good relationships with partners and get those things squared away. But in some instances, like in this one in particular, we were recommended this partner, and they just turned out to not be a great partner.
Okay.
And so, obviously we're not gonna use them anymore.
You're not gonna
But
take a year to do this, are you? It took me a year to
absolutely.
sell the other house.
I mean, it is my goal to get this done. I mean, we found this partner months ago, and they said they were ready to close in June, or like, yeah, early June. And we wanted to make sure that we had the time for you guys, for you to get moved out and stuff. And somewhere in between there, they just, honestly, I feel like they just were a little dishonest. And I hate to say it, but rarely that happens. Personally, I've never dealt with that, but I guess it does happen. And the best thing I know to do is just, first of all, apologize to you for our poor judgment and, promise you that this is something that we're really, really good at. So something that I know we can get done.
Okay.
So right now what I'm doing, Robert, is I'm just filling out that agreement again. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and send you a whole new one. And while you're here, can you read off the property address again to me for the new market?
2360 New Market Road. New Market's one word, I think.
Okay. And is it Richmond or is it right outside?
I think so. It's in Ryko or Richmond. They use both.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm gonna go ahead and put in Ryko there. That's what we have on the other one. Do you know the zip code off the top of your head?
I think 23231.
Well, that's pretty easy.
That's what it is now. I think that's what it was there, too.
Yeah, that's what I have in the other one, too. So, again, I'm going to put this one for $75,500 to cover the taxes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put the closing on here. I mean, Robert, are you going to kill me if I want to, instead of 30 days, I want to put 45? I mean, I might do it in 30, but
okay.
This way it might just save us a little bit of hassle down the road. So,
all right, next time I'm going to ask for a non-refundable deposit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to put the closing to be August 31st then.
Okay.
8/31/24. All right. Did you have to work today?
I work every day. I can't get a day off. The two guys that helped me get a day off, one of them quit.
Oh, no.
They helped me get a day off. And I'm on call 24 hours a day, like 6-7 days a week.
Wow, that is a lot. Is it like something?
And the FAA says I'm supposed to have one day off a week or 4 days off a month. So
is this like kind of a seasonal job? Like, do you pick up a lot in the summertime?
No, I just work on airline airplanes.
Okay.
Like when you go fly somewhere on the airline and they say, oh, we have to call a mechanic because the plane broke.
Yeah.
They're calling me. I do like 12 different airlines.
Wow.
Because they don't have their own mechanics in Richmond. Only like two airlines have their own mechanics here.
Wow.
But most of the stuff is just easy stuff. You can defer a lot of stuff for like 10 days, like a broken tray table, you know, you don't have to fix that for 10 days, a lot of stuff.
Okay.
If it's something too big, the airline will send their own mechanics to do it.
Yeah.
I'll get home at 3 o'clock in the morning and then they'll call me back at 5 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And then sometimes they don't call at all. Like I'm thinking my phone is broke or something. But that's not too often. And the airlines will change their flight schedules, you know, too. So I haven't been getting as many calls the last couple of weeks. But
I mean, that must be nice.
Huh?
That must be nice.
Yeah. But I make a bunch of money. I get 3 hours overtime every time I get called.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's pretty good. And if they're short staffed like you say they are, and they're calling you as much as they are.
Yeah. I went down to one of the airlines that had mechanics in town to see if I can get somebody from there to come help me. And one guy said, yeah, I'll do it, but he never showed up.
Dang.
I had to go hunt him down again.
Yeah. Or just a new one.
Yeah.
Robert, I just sent you that purchase agreement back over. If you want to look at it, really, there hasn't been any changes to our agreements from the last one that you signed. But the only thing I changed in this is that the price is going to be $75,500 to ensure we cover the taxes for these few months.
Okay, current location. Okay. Continue, I guess.
So yeah, you'll continue and then it'll prompt you to sign.
Okay. Robert Moore, Brian Force. Force Buys House. Is that the name of y'all? Is
Yep, that's us.
that Force Gump?
Yep.
New Market Road, 355, as is, title, policy, closing costs. Next. Finish, I guess. Save to you. Morgan. Oh, did you get it?
Let me see. Usually got to refresh my page. Yep, it is all good on my end. So,
Okay.
Robert, if you need anything, please feel free to reach out to me. And I don't think I've ever asked you, do you prefer text or call?
Either one, yeah.
Okay.
But emails, I don't hear those. I hear a
Yeah.
text and I hear a phone.
No
Text
worries.
might be better because I know it's somebody's not selling something.
Right.
Although I get text people selling stuff too. But
Yeah,
either
me
one.
too. Yeah, we'll be in touch, Robert, but of course, if you ever need me, just reach out. If you have any questions, I'm gonna work really hard to wrap this up, honestly, in the next couple of weeks. But
Okay.
it'll help to have it. Okay.
Okay.
Right, Robert. Well,
Okay.
I really appreciate you being so understanding, and I'm
Okay.
very happy to continue to do business with you.
All right. So I don't need to get a lawyer yet, right?
Not yet. All
Okay. All right. Okay.
right, Robert. I'll
All
talk to you
right.
later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.